Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we're with you for the next hour and a half, bringing some amazing tunes and some philanthropic ideas.
Yeah, that's right. If you've never listened to the program before, my name's Christian.
I'm Fleur.
And the duo is back together. Fleur's been on hiatus for a couple weeks, gallivanting
European soil.
And you're on European soil. So welcome back to the show. It's good to be two rather than one.
It is. It's lonely. One is a very lonely number. Two is definitely a lot more fun.
I love music, but it's nice to have human accompaniment.
That tough one.
Yes, you know what I'm getting at.
I know.
Yeah, it gets lonely in here. So welcome back to the program.
And, thanks, bud.
And for those that have never listened before, do you want to give them,
sure,
give them what we're about?
So we have a lot of new students in the house now that school's gone back, the new school year. We have been on air for, 5+ years, I guess?
Yeah, started late 2009.
Yeah, so Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. And what that means is we either try and find a song that has a positive social justice message or just something, you know, that something speaks a little bit more adequately to our issues that are going on in the world, or we just really like the song, like the one that we just played, and we profile what the musicians are doing philanthropically in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to get involved with whatever your band's being involved with, or just get you inspired through music to go out and do something that's good for the local community, the national community, or the global community.
Raising awareness.
Exactly.
That's really what we're doing. And, you know, we might just give you a little bit of tidbit of information. So we encourage you to go out and seek out more info about the things that we speak about that may interest you.
Find your own awareness and make a difference, because there's no shortage of great causes that you can get out and be involved in, either by donating, volunteering, or like we do, spread the awareness.
Yeah, and music is a great tool for spreading awareness, and not only that, but for highlighting great causes. And that first band we played.
Yeah, it's a little known band. I don't think anyone would recognize it.
No.
That was Arcade Fire with their fourth studio album that was released on October 28th, 2013. The album's called Reflector, and that was the title track from that album, a 7-minute opus.
Yeah, I like starting the show off with long songs. It kind of lets us get used to the chairs here in the studio, get comfortable.
Absolutely, and especially it's a rush from leaving the day job coming into the DJ world.
Exactly. So Reflector was a double album and co-produced by former LCD Sound System frontman James Murphy. So they had a big name behind that one. Regular Arcade Fire producer Marcus Drabs, also with the band, produced that one. And Reflector's release was preceded by quite a guerrilla marketing campaign. They released a cryptic logo which incorporated the word reflector and appeared on the walls of cities around the world. So,
yeah, they. It's funny that you think such a huge band that, you know, you imagine they'd have such a huge marketing group or company behind them actually did this in a guerrilla sort of way. And they actually had an Instagram account which posted pictures of the symbol and included a video of one being drawn. Wynn Butler later wrote that the reflector graffiti was inspired by a Haitian Vive drawing. And if I remember correctly, his wife, I think, is got some Haitian connection, or maybe from Haitian descent as well.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they seem to be involved with a lot of causes involving Haiti. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And Reflector is quite a successful album for them. It seems like every release they put out is successful. And at the 2014 Juno Awards, it won Album of the Year and Alternative Album of the Year. And the album was shortlisted for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize.
Yeah, and they're actually making waves at the Toronto International Film Festival right now. They have a documentary film called The Reflector Tapes, which is obviously about the making of the album, and it's been selected to show at this year's film festival, and it will be out in theatres on the 24th of September, so next week.
Today.
Is today the 24th of September?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's officially fall.
It is officially. Of course it is. Happy fall. Get your pumpkin teenies out and celebrate.
Pumpkin spiced everything.
Pumpkin spiced everything. I've never been. I'm, as you know, from Australia. We don't really have fall. We call it autumn to start with. And I've never been in a country that, like North America, Canada, and America, that is so obsessed with not only bacon, but pumpkin everything.
It's in recent years, it has gotten ridiculous.
I blame Starbucks for it.
Yeah, I do like pumpkin spice lattes. I limit myself to one a year, though.
Have you tried my pumpkin teeny? You have to try my pumpkin teeny.
I wouldn't limit myself to those.
No, you wouldn't at all.
In 2011, Arcade Fire matched donations to the nonprofit Camp. Am I saying that correctly?
Campe? I don't know. We butcher a lot of words
yes,
here.
Yes, you'll get used to that. So they match donations to the nonprofit CampAid up to $300,000, which that's extremely, extremely generous. And Arcade Fire, one of their co-leaders, sits on the board of directors for that organization. And they focus on the development of the most vulnerable communities and families. And they seek to put an end to the cycle of poverty by encouraging financial independence, thus enabling every person to live healthy and with dignity.
Yeah, they really do focus a lot of their, and they do so many different philanthropic endeavors, but they do focus on those key issues of poverty, health, and dignity, and what, however you define that. And that included when the National Football League featured Wake Up as a recording to their commercials through their broadcast of 2010 for the Super Bowl. The band actually donated the proceeds from licensing of that song to the charity's Partners in Health, which is a fantastic organization, which we've spoken to lots about before. So if you like Arcade Fire, go check out what they're doing philanthropically, because they are a great Canadian band putting their money where their music is.
Yeah, they're an excellent example of the musicians we endeavor to play on our show. So next up, we're playing another excellent Canadian band. We're going to play the Strombellas. I had the pleasure of seeing them at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this past July. I'm a big fan. They're a Juno Award-winning six-piece, and their music has been described as alt-country or folk pop grass. I'm not going to act like I'm cool. I have no idea sometimes some of these descriptions of the sound of music.
Honestly, it's music journalists just trying to think of cool and funny and unique and clever ways to describe music that should pretty much be indescribable.
It's all marketing. Marketing. So the Strombellas, they're folk pop grass. They signed with Six Shooter Records, and their second album, We Still Move On Dance Floors, was released in 2013. This track is from that, and it's a great album, front to back.
So. And it won a Juno Award in 2014 for the Roots and Traditional Album of the Year group category, and they have some Ontario and German tour dates planned in the fall. So if you're celebrating the Oktoberfest in Germany, check out the Strombellas there, and if not, hopefully they'll be maybe here at Christmas or in the New Year. I'd like to go see them, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to see them again. So cross your fingers, they'll hit Vancouver sometime coming up. So here's the Strombellas with Run. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Oh, they say it's a magical place. It's a magical place that they found. I say run, 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 run. Oh, the building's so out of place in this town. Oh, love, 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 love. Oh, darling, can't you see there's a cold wind that's blowing? Oh, darling, can't you see there's a cold wind that's blowing, and I'm gone. Hey! Come sing along with me, and I'm gone. Hey! Come sing along with me. We'll be right back.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I feel like 16.
And I held the breath inside my lungs for days. And I saw myself as one of many waves. When I knew that I'd become the ocean's slave, I just stayed. And we carried forward all the waters past. Of the waves, I was not first, I was not last. And if we saw a boat afloat, we took the mast so fast. There's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss from the start of it. I know there's always a part of me.
I am the emotional side. I change all the time just like the emotion.
Before too long, the waves grew out of hand, and they worked to keep the sea at their command. And the only thing they feared, it seemed, the sand, a dry land. There's a part of it. Your cold kiss from the start of it. I know there's always a part of it.
It's like life, the current of life, right? Are you going to make it today? Or
from the water there was born a bright blue rose,
as it rolled and foamed and calmed the ocean's floor. And then it finally rose and broke upon the shore. No more. There's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss. From the start of it, I know there's always a part of it. There's a part of it that I'll miss. At the heart of it, your cold kiss. From the start of it, I know there's always a part.
I get high. I'm high as a kite. And people take drugs and get stoned. I come out of the water and I'm just a brand new person.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Yuck.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat.
Don't you?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Caribou with Our Love from the album of the same name. His real name, Daniel Snaith, from Dundas, Ontario. And Our Love is his sixth studio album. It was released late last year. He's had quite a bit of success as far as being nominated for Canada's Polaris Music Prize. His 2007 album was nominated for that, as well as this album also. And the prize was actually given out earlier this week.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. We didn't discuss that offline yet. But yeah, Caribou did not win.
And now you have to say who won, and
yes,
you can't remember.
We're playing her later in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll
so you know, we're not going to unwrap that gift until
way
later.
To keep me in the loop there,
so
buddy.
Stay tuned. You know, we've been catching up on other things.
That's true.
Up on other things. But when the Polaris Music Prize was originally started, the cash prize for the winner was about $20,000, and this year they gave away $50,000 to the grand prize winner. So more about that later. But Caribou has supported a number of organizations, including Eco Justice and the Stephen Lewis Foundation. Sorry. And more recently supported something else, which I found interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And just on a side note, sticking with the Polaris Music Prize for a second, he actually donated half of his 20,000 winnings to Eco Justice and Stephen Lewis Foundations, two great Canadian charities, one focusing on obviously environmental issues and making sure that there's justice for the environment, who doesn't have an actual literal voice, so we have to stick up for the environment or it won't be around. And then the Stephen Lewis Foundation works with aid service organizations primarily in Africa. So two very different organizations, but still very worthwhile organizations. But most recently, Caribou actually supported Friends of Koh-Rong. Now, this is a non-profit planning to help build a playground on the island of Koh-Rong in Cambodia. The Cambodian island is dealing with the effects of increased tourism, which is funny because people say tourism's great for the economy, tourism's great for the people, there's jobs creation, but when it's done irresponsibly, it's actually really bad for the environment and the community.
I think it's a double-edged sword, really, right? Like, there is an influx of cash and more businesses are created, but when people aren't, when locals aren't used to that, I think it can be dangerous. So.
Well, and also it's just, you know, a lot of the practices that will happen in a developing country may not be as environmentally sound as we'd hope in Western Wales, just because they don't have the resources.
Yeah, the infrastructure's not there, right?
Exactly. So you have these beautiful untouched areas that then sort of get desecrated because, you know, Lonely Planet put it on the hot spots of 2015 list or whatever. Not that I'm saying Lonely Planet is a bad book, because it's not. I've used it numerous times, but these untouched areas sort of get that influx of tourists because they become more popular. And
would Tulum, like, I know, I'm just thinking about
Tulum.
Where we've been recently. I know you went to Tulum in Mexico, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, you're really putting my age out there.
Eight
years ago? 11. I was actually in Tulum in 2004.
And then you visited again recently.
I visited at the beginning of this year.
So seeing that change, because I know when I went in between those points, not exactly, but and it wasn't untouched, but it was much more pristine and untouched than other parts of Mexico.
Absolutely.
So you to have the two different visits to contrast, it must have been interesting.
Well, it was basically I had to really readjust my perception of what I remembered. I remembered a very small town where you would get a taxi down to the beach, which was a dusty, non-paved, tiny little road with the jungle on either side. And then you would basically turn left to go down this other dusty road, and there was a few little makeshift cabanas and a couple of tent areas that you would, and that was about it. And then coming back to it now, there's paved road, there's supermarkets, there's all these other parts of it. And compared to, say, Playa del Carmen or Cancun, definitely Tulum isn't as touristy in that sort of built-up way. But it is very touristy in the fact that it is all about ecotourism. I'd call it, even to go so far as call it, hippie tourism. There was a lot of like Buddha bars and all this sort of stuff. And there wasn't that. It was good because they did keep it at like only a couple of levels of hotels, like, so they weren't high rises like you can see on a lot of other beach areas. But when I was there, we were looking out at the jungle, and there was a sign saying that this whole area of jungle was going to be pulled down for a golf course and condo.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you go back in 5 years even, it'll be a different place. So I was thinking about this, Friends of Koh Rang, and I thought about Tulum, because I've been there. I know you'd been there twice. That's why I brought it up. So I'm sure things for locals have changed quite a bit there. And I thought it was a good example of how tourism can change a small little community, you know, off the beaten path, and how that affects.
And it's hard. And it's hard. Absolutely. And it's hard because you are dealing with poorer countries where, you know what, they need that slice of the pie, but they, whether they do it as environmentally friendly as you'd hope is a huge question, because they just don't have the resources. But, and also from someone who doesn't like to go to tourist areas, it's really hard because these beautiful, pristine, secret spots don't stay secret for very long. And that's the problem with our growing global population, as well as our growing global economy, being able to go out and see all these these beautiful places, which you should absolutely be able to do it, but with a little bit of sense of the environmental and cultural impact when you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Well put. The Friends of Koh Rang was set up in 2013 to deal with problems like we've just spoken about, and through increasing access to education, healthcare, and increasing the community's capacity to deal with the strain brought by more tourism. I think that's a good initiative by them to, you know, protect that that Cambodian island, because Cambodia seems to be a popular place to travel now.
Oh, right? And it's getting more popular as the days go by. And it's funny, it's like when you go and stay in these resorts, it's, I don't know, it's really hard to sort of have that balance of going for a holiday, and everyone's entitled to go for a sun-drenched holiday, but also looking at, okay, what's my environmental impact when I get there, and how am I supporting the local people? Because yes, you are helping the local people, I guess, staying at their resorts where they have jobs, but you need to get out of those resorts and go to the towns, go to where the shops are, you know, find a local guide, get that support, because those people really need that support over a massive hotel chain.
Yeah, exactly.
So do your research before you go.
Do your research. Before that, we played Bahamas. That was Waves from his album Bahamas is Afi, which was released in 2014. Bahamas' real name is Afi Jervenen.
Yeah, I think you did all right.
Yes.
I don't know.
Born in Toronto, raised in Barrie, Ontario, self-taught on guitar, and has worked with a whole slew of amazing musicians, including Feist, Jason Collette, Jack Johnson, The Weather Station, and Zeus. Bahamas is Afi was his third album, and it was awarded first place on Q's top 20 albums of 2014.
Yeah, and it just seems like it's award time right now, because he won, he was nominated for Adult Alternative Album of the Year and Songwriter of the Year for All the Time, Bitter Memories and Stronger Than That, and he won both categories in the 2005 Juno Awards. He's currently touring my home country, Australia, and I'm sure his sound is being very well appreciated down there. And he's playing on November 11th at the Orpheum Theatre, and that's a good week for the Orpheum Theatre. We're just talking about that. You've got the Bahamas playing on November 11th, and Glenn Hansard from Swell Season, if you remember that, and also from the movie Once, is playing on November 12th. So it is that time of the year when all the bands seem to come up and want to play Vancouver.
I love this time of year.
It's shitty outside, so you may as well be inside listening to music.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Up now, we have Always, another Canadian band from Toronto. Their first album is pretty successful on college charts in the U.S., and one of their members is actually the daughter of John Morris Rankin of the famous Rankin family, which was a group that enjoyed quite a bit of success in the 1990s.
Yeah, when I saw that, I didn't know who they were. Apologies, because I wasn't here in the 1990s.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. I know the Rankins.
Oh, good. Well, I might have to listen to them.
I'm tight with them.
Oh, you're tight with them? You're down with them?
Yeah.
Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie actually covered the song at a benefit show in support of Power to Give Puget Sound, a.k.a. Arts Fund. Arts Fund strengthens the community by supporting the arts through leadership, advocacy, and grant making, which is really important because there's so much funding that has been, especially federal and provincial funding, that's been taken away for the arts. So it's really important to support not only charitable organizations that deal with poverty, health, environmental issues, but also the arts charitable organizations as well. It was founded in 1969, so it's really well established and has distributed more than $68 million in general operating supports to arts organizations in Washington State.
That's a stack of cash.
That is a lot of cash.
Yeah, so they're doing well. Without further ado, here is Always with Archie Marry Me on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
You expressed explicitly your contempt for matrimony. You stood it long to pay. It will not risk the alimony. We spent our days locked in a womb, content inside a bubble. And in the nighttime, we go out and scour the streets for
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. That kind of snuck up on us a little bit, didn't it?
We were socializing.
We were socializing.
With Evan.
We were. Evan, the legend.
The legend, Evan, that makes sure everything operates like a top.
And brought us into the 2015 with the technologically advanced CITR new and improved website. It only launched, what, yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, I think it was fairly recently. We should know this.
We should know this. Oh, my God, we're going to get in trouble. So, we're just still trying to work out how that all works. And I have not been in the studio very often, so I'm still trying to work out this new, wonderful, beautiful studio that I just realized we're broadcasting out to the hub out there. So hi, everybody studying out there.
Hello.
No one's watching it. No one's looking at us.
Welcome back to school.
Welcome back to school. Who was that?
That was Viet Cong.
I thought so.
With Silhouettes from their self-titled album. That album was actually also nominated for this year's Polaris Music Prize. So check it out. It's a pretty tidy little package. They're a post-punk band formed in Calgary in 2012, and two of their ex-members are from rock band Women, which I saw open for Chad Van Galen a number of years ago.
And here's another beautiful description.
Yes, here's another wonderful musical style.
You can do this.
Labyrinth post-punk.
Labyrinth post-punk.
We should make a list of these ridiculously named musical styles.
It's like, and we could put it up on our Facebook page, like wanky genres. That's what we should call it, wanky genres.
All right, we've started something. I like it.
I nominate you as social media person.
Viet Cong released their self-titled debut this year in January on Jaguar and Flemish Eye. Flemish Eye is Chad Van Galen's record label. And they announced plans for a North American and European tour to promote the album. And recently there's been a little bit of a big change for the band.
Yes, absolutely. So obviously, well, I don't know. I feel like that's as obvious, but maybe kids today don't know about the Vietnam War, don't know what the significance of Viet Cong is. So sit back, kiddies. We're going to give you a little bit of a history lesson. The Viet Cong was the name given by Western sources to the National Liberation Front, which was a political organization with its own army in South Vietnam and Cambodia that fought and defeated the United States and South Vietnamese governments during the Vietnam War. So if you ever watch Born on the 4th of July, I don't know, any of those Vietnam War movies, you would hear people talking about the Viet Cong, and they were the ones that were fighting against the Americans. I think they were pretty communist by the sounds of things. And see, I don't even know my history about Vietnam War. I'm sorry. But the band actually received all kinds of complaints from different Vietnamese and Asian communities about using Viet Cong as a name. And a few public letters were published explaining why seeing a name loaded with a history of violence and trauma ripped by a rock group who does not and cannot identify with the Vietnamese people is offensive. Yeah. And pretty much can...
Yeah, because they're four white dudes. And yeah. I could understand why some of those communities would be
a little
upset about it. So yeah, earlier this week they changed their name due to the controversy.
So what is their name now?
It actually hasn't been announced.
Oh, so they...
Yeah. So they were announced at the Polaris Music Prize earlier this week. I think it was on Tuesday, just by their first names. The band actually performed, and they were introduced as, I think, Ryan and whatever their names are.
Yeah, yeah.
So no name as of yet. They're coming to Vancouver, though.
Yeah, soon. They have back-to-back shows October 14th, 15th at the Colbert. That October, like...
Again.
Yeah, it's fall. Just fall. It's
time,
all happening.
Time for tunes, and hopefully by then they'll have a new name, and we can call them by it.
It's funny that... I think once you're so removed from the history, like anyone in our parents' generation would never think of naming their band Viet Cong. Maybe, you know, there's certain words that we would never use in our everyday, like to name a band or whatever. And I think the further you're away from history, the more desensitized you are to it.
Oh, without a question.
And it's like, well, hang on, but people suffered and people went through a lot. So, you know, I think it's always good to just do your homework before you decide to name yourself.
Yeah, apparently I read they did not put a whole lot of thought into that that name. It was just something they thought sounded cool.
Yeah.
And it kind of does, but it's also associated with something that caused a lot of pain
suffering.
And suffering and death. So great on them for finally coming around and you know, removing that.
Being
as
mature.
Their name. Yeah. Before that, we had a local Vancouver act, the Pink Mountaintops with Ambulance City. That band is led by Stephen McBean, who is from Black Mountain. And that Pink Mountaintops has had a long list of artists that have played with them, a number of them part of the Black Mountain Collective, but as well as members from Godspeed, You Black Emperor, the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band, the Delta 72, the Black Angels, Sleepy Sun. The list goes on. Cat Power is a big one on there. So a lot of different artists have played with Stephen McBean under that the Pink Mountaintops name.
And they actually, a few years ago, they contributed unreleased material to a benefit compilation called At the Crossroads, a Benefit for Homeless Youth. And other bands that participated, including Calexico and Rogue Wave. And this was all in support of Covent House, which is an organization that supports homeless youth in Vancouver, a fantastic organization, which opened its doors in September of 1997 in response to the study that revealed there were over 10,000 runaways in BC annually. And now it's down to about 8,500.
Still, so big numbers.
Big numbers.
It's nice to see that number going down, but
absolutely,
8,500 runaway youth in BC, that's a lot.
Yeah, and this organization provides food, shelter, clothing, and counseling to the estimated 700 street youth living in Vancouver at any given time, which in such an affluent city and country as Canada, it's pretty deplorable to hear that 700 youth are living on the street without support services, without constant support services.
Yeah, you're right. Most of the young people that Covenant House has helped have fled abuse at home or have aged out of the foster care system. And last year, over 1,300 young people accessed their services. And some interesting stats that I found online that provide more insight into street youth and the issues they face. I found these stats interesting. 39% of youth on the streets are present with a mental health diagnosis. So mental health is a big piece of that. 70% have witnessed family violence. So family violence has driven them out of the home. And 50% have an addiction problem, which who knows what underlies that. Probably both of those previous things.
It's pretty easy to see those connections.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's you see that with homelessness all throughout Vancouver. It's not only just the youth. There are a lot of people out there that are addicted to have an addiction problem and have mental health issues. And unfortunately, the services that are usually there have failed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need more services like Covenant House.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, support of Covenant House. Mm-hmm. So who do we have up next?
So this is actually the winner of this year's Polaris Music
Yay!
Prize. So we're playing some Buffy St. Marie. This song's called Generation, and it's from the Polaris winning album called Power in the Blood. And she's a native Canadian musician, really, really multi-talented. She's also a visual artist, educator, and social activist, which we really like to play social activists on Are You Aware? And throughout her career, her work has focused on a variety of issues, including Indigenous peoples of the Americas. And her singing and writing also includes subjects of war, religion, and mysticism. And in 1997, she founded the Cradleboard Teaching Project, which is an educational curriculum devoted to better understanding Native Americans. She has lived in the United States for some time now. She has won recognition and many awards and honors for both her music and her work in education and social activism.
Yeah, and this May she was actually involved with Democracy Now! To discuss the record and her musical and activist career. And that's a national daily independent award-winning news program. So if you want to sort of get some non-commercial, probably pretty objective news, go to democracynow.org and check out an organization that brings you the whole news, nothing but the news, without any agenda.
Yeah, get the truth. Right. So here's Buffy St. Marie with Generation. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Kids were sent from heaven inside to lead you to the future. trust. Aquarius is shining, but the sun is one of us. And me, I don't wanna go to the moon. I'm gonna leave that moon alone. I just wanna dance with the rose pursue this summer. But the sweet grass still grows tall. And Jesse John Black Bear talks to God in Cleveland, Ohio. And Washington is joking, but the Navajos are not. And Mother Earth just keeps on giving while we're ripening. I talked to 7 congressmen, their ears were filled with gold. Their grandfathers had stolen out of the Black Hills. And round the dance goes on, and the children are idle no more. And they will dream the dream my mother sends to them. And they'll sing bye-bye stars of history, and bye-bye bankers' trust. Aquarius is shining, honey, but the sun is one of us.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Thank you.
opportunity that I need. Don't tell my mother, don't tell my mother, don't tell my mother till I pull myself together. He's undercover, I hope forever. Don't tell my mother till I pull myself together. I think it's me, but I just need to see if this is real. Undercover, I hope forever. Don't tell my mother till I pull myself together. I think it's me, but I just need to see if this is real, just something that I need. Don't tell my mother, don't tell my mother. Don't tell my mother till I pull myself together.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and there's about 13 minutes left of Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say before we say adieu for 2 weeks. Are You Aware plays every second Thursday, that's it, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So on the other Thursday, you have Peanut Butter and Jams, which is a great show that our station manager,
Brenda.
I know, she hosts and does a wonderful job. So you're pretty much spoiled for choice every Thursday from 6 to 7:30. You get our wonderful show or you get Brenda, the station manager's show.
Yeah, Peanut Butter and Jams. You cannot go wrong. And then we should also mention the show that comes after us.
Yes.
So Ben will be in with The Spice of Life at 7:30, and I believe he's alternating every other Thursday as well. So you get a good two-pack, at least, on our Thursday. Exactly. Are You Aware? Followed by The Spice of Life. We just played Said the Whale. So they are from Vancouver. That track was called Mother from their latest album called Hawaii. They formed in 2007 and won the Juno Award for New Group of the Year at the 2011 Junos. And in 2011, they said the Whale's trailer was broken into while on tour in Sacramento, California. Thousands of dollars worth of gear and clothing were stolen. It was really a sad story. Guitars, cymbals, glockenspiel, so a bunch of instruments were lost.
Love the glockenspiel.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It's a great name and a great instrument.
Just saying it. They played a show to raise funds to replace that equipment, and a portion of the proceeds were donated to Music Counts.
Yeah, and Hawaii was actually released on September 17th, 2013, so a couple of years ago, so I wouldn't be surprised in the next little while if we hear some new choice cuts from Said the Whale.
Yeah, and then that would not be a bad thing at all. I love them, and a great local Vancouver act. Before that, we played a little band from Kelowna.
Yeah, and we're playing a lot of Canadian music tonight, which...
Because we love Canadian
music. We love Canadian music. And so we decided on Yukon Blonde, who's sort of blistering around in popularity right now. Everybody's loving the Yukon Blonde. They're from Kelowna, British Columbia, and they were formed in 2005. So they've been around. They've sort of been in some kind of form for 10 years or so. Originally called Alpha Baby, they changed their name in late 2008 and have been based in Vancouver since 2009. Album Tiger Talk was released in 2012 and nominated for the Juno Award for Breakthrough Group of the Year in 2013. On Blonde, which is what you heard the song On Blonde. No, Saturday Night, that's right. Oh, Blonde. On Blonde. Oh, my gosh, I need to eat some food. That was Saturday Night from the album On Blonde. I'll get there in the middle. Oh, Jesus. Which was released on June 16th, 2015. So only a couple of months old.
Yeah, and they're... I think they're playing the Vogue coming up. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, November 6th. So they'll be in the city. And they played a little event called Sing It Forward in 2013, which is in Vancouver. And they played with Shad, Hey Ocean, Aiden Knight, We Are the City, C.R. Avery. And all proceeds from the event went to St. James Music Academy. I'm pretty sure Sing It Forward is an annual event. And it aims to provide free music education. St. James Music Academy aims to provide free free music education to children from low-income homes in Vancouver. So a good initiative that supports youth.
Yeah, it usually is in January. So keep your eyes peeled for that just after Christmas. And we're going to get some hip-hop in this business for the next 10 minutes. The next band we're playing is Grand Analog, a Canadian hip-hop band that started in Manitoba and then moved over to Ontario. So they now are in Toronto. Their third album, Modern Thunder, was released on August 20th, 2013. Their fourth album is slated for release in 2015, and they played Music for Change a couple of years ago for Oxfam.
Yeah. So here's Grand Analog featuring Chad with the Great Rhyme Dropper on Are You Aware?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man.
Let's go! Hands up! One time. Hands up! Yeah. Chill. Check K and G A. Rolling around with no cape on, just a fly button up gingham. Rappers back with aspirations. I do the damn thing proper. I ain't a rapper, I'm a great rhyme dropper. A modern day Peter Benjamin Parker. Never tie like Michelin, a true skylarker. It's gorgeous. I mess around and stay grounded. I choose not to fly, my man, I get nauseous. Charge your fee to set you free. If you're looking for me, buzz apartment B. Low key like a baritone, rolling deep. I keep banging on this beat so awesomely.
I rocks the beat when a thought gets tossed to me. Props to GA, cats don't want the beef. Dog keep it unthawed, you don't want the heat. Talk is cheap and you racking up a lot of receipt. Can't cash it. Dame say the man dash in the pen. African fam to make the jam classic. These other rappers out, too damn plastic. Meanwhile, my freestyle too fantastic. Yo, what's with the Fruity Loops? Toucan rapping and every... in the new lane, passing Trans Am blasting the handsome tandem Grand Analog back in.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Right about now,
the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Vigilante on the rise. This heat will chill you like an Indian chai. No compromise, it's hip-hop. We capitalize on hard times. In fact, it's humble that I point this out. I'm in the house, living in affordable brackets. And if these little itty-bitty rappers attack us, I chew them up in small increments like tapas. For practice, leisure, be a leader. First, you'll have to walk a mile in my Adidas. Ooh, it's like that, and now we do it like this.
Like this.
I rock your block like Kung Fu flicks.
And you won't come to when the 1-2 hits. Hard enough to punch through bricks. Know how to rap this Sun Tzu. Art of war, hardcore, carnivore, funk music. It don't end y'all, we end y'all. Always all in when a friend calls. Couple black Ken dolls with 10 balls. Right into my ballpoint pen's ball. No ink to scrawl, no thing at all. Now you got me cocking that non-conscious rap. All pompous when I'm on the track. Well, it's your boy Shad signing off. No final thoughts, just another great rhyme to drop.
Right about now, the great rhyme trouble.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme trouble.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anyway, anyway.
This is a throwdown.
Effortless best position is what we chose for your breakfast. It's lunchtime.
time. So why you keep acting like it's crunch time? We love your punchlines. Spike the hobo with Guyanese rum and kept us out the clutches of one time with one rhyme. See, hate runs deep before the time. I follow your tweets like Farrakhan. Hey, Imani. With a dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Hey, Imani. With a dot, dot, dot. Got so many questions while you sitting still. We ain't seeing you in the street, you got beef on your grill. Hey, Imani. With a dot, dot, yo. Your family calling, can we put them on speaker? Can we keep the tape rolling? Have you ever considered just what it feels like falling? We ain't never had enough, you do this music. We expected you to be a doctor, an architect or a lawyer. Till we turned on the tube and swear we saw you. And yeah, we rooting for you, but this rap thing we ain't know about. All this money, why you throw it out? You got this thing called a World Wide Web. I see you over there. With your hair all locked up, and dread, are you a rasta? Are you an imposter? We go see. I got a question. Why should we invest in prophecy written by Socrates? For the record, I'm a fan. If you check your Facebook, I guess you never get a second, huh? Too busy leaving crowds breathless overseas. You home for a brief moment? Sign my CD, please. Hey, Imani, yo, with a dot, 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 yo. Hey, Imani. With a dot, dot, dot. See, we got so many questions while you sitting still. Young niggas working for your position would rather kill. Hey, Imani. Yeah. With a dot, dot, dot. Let me chime in. First, Imani means peace in Swahili. The old photos see my mom and dad in dashikis and harmony when speaking Arabic. And it makes so much sense when I can reach the rich and the derelict. I chose to peddle this. You chose to cherish it. Keep my enemies close and living off the errandness. Victory is not in a dictionary of pessimists. My cup runneth over, but my high road is perilous. Call me Socrates, named after the Brazilian. You thought philosopher, my poetry resilient. Zillion. My son's a prince and his mama's a blessing. Next question, we do this interview in heaven. In session. In session. In session. In session.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We've literally got 2 nanoseconds to tell you what we played and what we're playing next, and then we'll have to say goodbye for another 2 weeks. You just heard Socrates with Kingdom Come from his album Imani from a couple of years ago. And up next, we have The Coup featuring Dead Prez with their song Get Up from their album of a few years ago called Party Music. A great song to end the show to get you inspired to get up, get out there, vote. For the October 19th elections, we'll talk more about how you can strategically vote next time.
Yeah, we'll train you up on what to do on October 19th.
Let's get Harper out of there.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Be good to one another.
Yeah, here's The Coup with, who would have got, Get Up on Are You Aware?
Dead Prez. The Coup, People Army, where the G's at, come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit, y'all Trump? Y'all ready to get this bitch crump?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now.
It's cool.
Turn the system upside down.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave.
So what you do?
So I rebel,
like an ulcer in the belly of the beat, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Now what y'all know about how the cool do it? Truth fluid, booth put the funk to it, ain't nothing to it. This is for the G's all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over LA. Like, get up.
Right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down. Get up.
Now, this fella's piss yellin', never been a snitch teller. One pay stub for my homeless dish dweller. Yellin', fuck a Rockefeller, my shit up in acapella. My lyrical quotes, I nervous note the bank tellers. We can call it off, we all in off, Molotovs and bricks. Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript. Fuck your motherfuckin' patty wagon band flips. Some sew it off, I prefer hand grips. Quota, you know we stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit, it's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit. I'm on some, I hate the gamble of the player shit. It's you a have or you a have not. When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam locks. It don't open when your fam knocks, unless you rich and have stocks. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the Ku Klux Klan Mamet Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again. But make a fist for the struggle when you're born to win.
Right now, turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
When I hear that whoop, whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low from Popo, so fuck the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the people on me is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we living is never forgivable. It come down to DP in the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George, Fred, and them? Fucking Popo. Local state fair to them. You better choose your side. Crip, blood, 415. It's one team. Get up and let's ride.
Get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
How much do you know about